us right here.
Atlantic City.
Great, yeah, thanks. No, we were hoping to be dropped off at a casino, though. This is just a motel.
I know. I thought we were slipping to a room. And you could check my oil.
Oh, no. What happened, man? No, I'm sorry. No.
Shoot, hell, maybe I knew I wanted him when I gave you the ride.
No.
Yeah,
no, you're
but
better. Byron.
Remember, you changed?
Byron, you've changed. You don't want this kind of thing anymore.
No, I do want this kind of thing.
No, you don't. You would not suck me in. You would not be sucked by us.
I take that back. I don't mean that.
I didn't mean any of those things. Think about your wife. Remember, you said you love your wife.
I do.
Good.
I do, but.
Good.
I got cash in my pocket. I got desire in my heart. And I'm a frothing and a foaming. And I was thinking, hey, I got an idea. What do you say we slip into a room and you two split me open like a coconut?
Intro.coconut.alwayssunny to your liking, sir.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
Better than I remember.
Yeah. I definitely was killing time at work with that yesterday, because I can't stream Netflix at work, but I can do Hulu, and for some reason there are still episodes up. So come the 10 o'clock hour, I was definitely banging out some Always Sunny.
It's just kind of sad for poor Tom Sizemore.
Oh, he's been reduced to that.
To go from Saving Private Ryan to Celebrity Rehab.
Let's not forget parts on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Let's not forget Tom Sizemore's best work ever.
Oh, he.
Chirito. Michael Chirito.
Yeah, but in terms of like just office blockbuster, I mean, Saving Private Ryan was.
Oh, he's in the toilet. What do you want? The guy's a wreck. The guy is a human tornado of disaster. He's like the Tasmanian devil, sucking up all the failure and drugs and skanky twat around him.
Oh, God. Did you see that chick he was with on Celebrity Rehab?
No.
Some ghetto-ass
Michael Chirito had an okay-looking wife. That's how I'm going to remember him.
All right,
folks. You are listening, God help you, to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with me today. Not a relation of mine, right? Right, Will?
That's right.
It's like the Ramones. Will Papa Giorgio. Kate?
I am not Kate Papa Giorgio.
Kate? We all adopted a catchy surname.
Exactly.
One that just rolls off the tongue.
Easy
like
to
Ramone
spell.
Ramone or Donna.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's the stage name, because it's easy to spell. And you can listen live to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Let me bring down the Lemmy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Lemmy's a diversion today. Now you can hear my actual thumb pressing against the mic screen, and we're back. Yeah. Show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet me at papasbasement. Tweet Will at Billy Basil. Speaking of S that's hard to spell.
What?
It could be I-E, like Billy Jean, and who has ever said the word Basil in their life?
I don't know. British people?
Basil?
Yeah, Austin Powers, you ass.
Basil Rathbone? Sherlock Holmes?
Wow, okay.
There you go.
Kane Mutiny kicking in over here. Kate, you are Atomic
Little
Kate.
Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
Good, because I have no idea what's going on. So when you explain it to the listeners, you'll be explaining it to me.
Oh, I hate you both. I hate you both. You are lucky.
I know what's going on.
I know what happened on last week's Jersey Shore, though.
Thank
oh,
God.
Good.
Sam and Ron
That's
got
good.
In a fight.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. This is actually the first decent episode I've seen in a while.
Hmm.
He like threw her bed like out of the room.
When you
like,
say
onto the balcony.
When you say decent episode though, the standard is really low for that show.
It's kind of like just the same S over and over. And I
mean, really, that's a shock.
Yeah, but
I never would have guessed.
Really, a bunch of drunken dagos aren't going to brave some new territory here? What's going on?
Yeah, no one has admitted they're homosexual, and they have a sit down and talk about it.
Oh, the situation will be doing that as soon as his
career he'll be billed as Situation Power Bottom.
The situation is going to be doing that monologue for reals in about 5 years.
Well, I wanted to open with how Egypt and the fall of, is it Mubarak?
I keep thinking
of Cal.
Some guy resigned. Moobs. I saw that at the gym last night.
Let's just call him Moobs.
Mubarak. President Mubarak resigned yesterday or 2 days ago.
So what the problem
yesterday,
is.
Yesterday, I think.
We'll get to that in a minute. I was going to explain how that means we're all dead in a matter of years.
And then we probably would have been anyway.
But I'll be dead before that. I'm not going to live long enough to see the fall of Egypt claim us all. Because I got the AIDS earlier today.
What?
I got the AIDS in my butthole. Will,
John has HIV.
I am going to present you with a choose-your-own-adventure narrative. You have to go to the bathroom at a certain station you might be broadcasting from right now.
Okay.
Called WEVR.
Hypothetically.
Yes.
In theory.
Oh, my God. It's your former singer at the door again. Mr. Inlow. doing the Dio. Yeah, the devil horns. Oh, God bless him. God bless him. Right. So option one, we just sit in the studio and we do a broadcast holding in a deucer the whole hour.
That's uncomfortable.
Option two, we say, well, this is a station not populated with savages. How bad could the bathroom be?
The bathrooms aren't that bad.
So are we going with two, both of us?
Yeah, they kind of smell like our grandma's house, but other than that, I've seen worse.
God, you know what?
I've been in some gas stations that would put this one to shame.
Okay. So we've gone with option two.
Yeah.
Now we arrive, and there's two toilets in this bathroom. Yeah. One, the seat has been urinated all over. It looks like a modern art masterpiece.
Yeah, wipe it down and sit, Nancy.
Okay, that would be option one. Option two, we have a bowl that looks like a child smeared the inside of it with a Tootsie Roll.
Well, did you flush it first to see how much shellac you could get off?
This was a union job. They did good work.
Did you do the pre-flush?
Oh, I did two or three.
And nothing doing?
Something in this man's diet precluded this.
I'd have to go with the soggy bottom boys.
So you would go with Tootsie Roll Town?
No.
He's going modern art.
Rump is soggy. Not that the bottom of the toilet has been soiled. Okay. Kate.
Not that their bottom was soggy.
Gotcha.
Or dispensing soggy contents.
Kate.
I go with the Tootsie Roll Pit.
Okay. I side with Kate on this one.
Why?
I go with because you pray that your dump can pull a Greg Louganis and have zero splashback. just cut it.
Well,
like
see,
a,
now I know where this is going
like
because you made the wrong choice.
Well, you know what? Because it's
oh God,
it's more variance, it's more downside, but it's more upside to actually sit. These aren't sanitizing wipes. I would have taken a wad of toilet paper and then sat in something that I knew was like coated.
And it's really difficult.
It's number one and number two. They've already been ranked for you. It's like asking whether you want the gold or silver medal.
Okay.
To go back to Louganis.
You know,
it's
I
been
would say
predetermined.
I would say get those thigh muscles working and hover. Except that
he's back at the window. I can't concentrate.
He's like a little kid.
Now he's got kids with him.
Is that his son?
And now he's patting his head, so either his
wrong
son or
place to
a boy who thinks a puppy's coming his way momentarily.
That kid was like 3 feet tall last time I saw him.
Yeah, now he's old enough to stare in and judge us.
I know. Anyway.
Okay, so for me, I'm a dreamer. I'm not going to just sell myself short and think, John, you're going to sit in someone else's filth and then pull your pants around that filth smeared on you. And sit there for another hour.
I don't know, man. Like I've done the pee wipe down many a time. Like
now one kid's on top of the other kid like a totem pole. What an ass!
God damn it! What an ass.
Can't even do the show.
Now, see, I would go with the wipe down if there were seat covers to go on after that, but John had informed me previously
there's
no seat covers.
Seat covers
but you could also
like
arrange TP in such a way.
Our mom used to tell us to do that
cover.
When we were kids.
Yeah, like, exactly. No.
I view those paper ass gaskets like condoms. Just
They're horrible. Like they ruin a lovely experience that should be
really.
Yeah, but you're not having a lovely experience.
Well, I hate the.
I think squatting or trying to balance on paper is an unlovely experience.
I hate the squat. We're not in Japan. We fought wars so that we could have our seats.
Well, and I also think the squat is difficult with that particular activity. Like,
I also despise. The faux toilet paper cover, the toilet seat cover.
I'm not saying it's perfect.
Not only that, we're big fat Americans, or at least this man is, and you're boxing in your target zone to like 4 inches by six. There's always something
it crumbles like
the
French within
what
a matter of seconds.
What is wrong with you people? Whatever. I managed to use it. Whatever.
Anyhow,
the one good invention. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I don't remember where it was.
Please don't say bidets.
No, it was like
I'm not
a rotating paper thing. So it's like fitted to the toilet seat.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Why
but
don't
you
they
know
have
what?
More of those?
But I think they just rotate around.
And
over
it never
and
gets
over again.
It's literally two sides.
Rotate.
With the loosest of brushes concealed in the back, just smearing everything down.
God, it looks like one of those spin art projects at a carnival.
Well, I go with option two.
Mistake.
Oh, it was. Because things didn't come out cleanly. There was no Greg Louganis. This was Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts doing a belly dive into the pool.
I was going to go with Rodney Dangerfield. And
oh, yeah, exactly. Doing a triple Lindy. Except the triple Lindy had no exit wound coming. He nailed that ass. No, the Stargate didn't close in time.
Oh! And you got the splashback.
Oh, just what felt like a thumb-sized suppository of ice-cold water went in me. So now I'm pregnant with a poop baby. I've got the AIDS. And I'm dead man talking. Remember this voice. Remember it before I'm on the iron lung, because everything's failing me. I was once like you. I was once a human being.
So is the moral of this story, I always go with a soggy bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Just wipe it down. I mean, it's there whether or not you want it.
Like my countryman Aesop, was a moral to this one.
You think people didn't pee on the toilet seat you ended up sitting on? And you think it's been like sanitized and disinfected?
But
you can pretend.
It's the difference between being with a girl who's not a virgin and watching the Blacks and Blondes crew do a work on her. I mean, I don't need to see it get done. It's ostrich syndrome. I don't see it. It didn't happen.
And thus ends the story of the fox in the toilet.
Exactly. I love a good fable.
All right.
Now let's move on as a people. Now that we can put that shame behind us by broadcasting it to our tens of listeners and then putting it on a website where tens of people will listen to it.
It's Usurp Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, let's get rolling. Let's get rolling to Egypt.
Is it just me, or does that guy look like he doesn't like give an F about what the other person is saying when he's on the
Anderson
CNN?
Cooper?
Yeah, he's just like making concerned faces. Because like I see it at the gym, without the sound. He's just like, it's probably like daydreaming about C.
I don't know. Well,
the CO.
Yeah, not the CEO.
No, I don't think that's a secret.
No.
I think it's like John Lovitz.
He's never publicly acknowledged.
Yeah, I can tell you that something like 10 years ago, I was doing transcripts for CNN, which means I watch CNN and I type what everybody says.
Okay.
And the big talk about CNN was whether he was gay or not.
That's
even
like catching Queen in concert being like, oh, this Freddie Mercury character.
But this is something
he's
that's
so
been
colorful.
Ongoing. And it's like, do you think he's gay? We're not sure. He hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah, but I
now
think
it's kind of
know.
Obvious, actually. Yeah. Well, now it is, yeah.
I think it's like Travolta, where it's just like he won't admit it, but everyone knows.
I mean, what do you want? Like trotting in front of the cameras looking like he took a shaving cream pie to the face? I mean,
I just like to give.
You're not going to get a gilded.
I just like to give men the benefit of the doubt that maybe they're just a little effeminate
they're
or
good
whatever.
Dressers. They're
snappy
dressers.
They're stylish or, and not necessarily gay. And, I just.
I'll go with that. I mean, I don't have a gaydar whatsoever.
Me neither, actually. It's really sad.
Will's really good at it.
Yeah, because I lived with a bunch of gay people in college. I don't think that helped.
Is this how you paid the rent? I mean, is this a show unto itself
right
here?
No, it's just the way it was.
Oh, okay. Are you sure they weren't just Californians?
No, because, there was even one at JMU.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know how my gaydar works? Omar. My gaydar works by if a guy looks like most guys look at me, then he's not gay.
Yeah.
And anybody else, I just don't even think about. Like, if you're gay or not interested in
you can just tell. I don't know.
I can't. I'm really bad at it.
They're like in the Al Pacino and cruising leather and they have the mustache. I don't know. Maybe he just likes
Banana
Republic.
I have a question, and if we have gay listeners, I need you to call in. What is up with the gay voice? No, I seriously need to know.
Oh, the affectation?
Yes. Why do gay guys all get this voice?
Because their tonsils get pummeled.
Perfectly normal voice otherwise, and they end up talking like this.
They choose to. I don't know.
But is it a conscious decision? Like, I'm going to talk like a stereotypical gay man.
I don't know. I don't know the answer
to
that one.
I need someone to answer this for me because I know a guy
now. It's got to come with the biological territory. You're taking Rodney King in like the back door and the front door. It's got to mess with the tonsils and.
Oh, you think so? You think it's an effect of gay activity?
Maybe.
But I don't talk that
Maybe
way.
Maybe you also eat a lot of popsicles or frozen bananas that happen.
I'm just saying, I don't talk that way.
Like, why does everyone look at me?
I eat a lot of popsicles, so.
I don't know.
I thought I heard a little lisp there at the end. But
I eat lots of popsicles.
No, I mean, you got to best believe they ain't talking that way around their dad like at Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Like, especially when they're still in high school, know. You know.
How about those cowboys? That under his breath. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like
now,
the tights.
Now Inlo is holding bananas at the window. Why? Why?
Because
man?
You're talking about frozen bananas. Yeah.
Why?
Man.
Why am I encouraging? I can't help it. This is like.
You like the bananas.
This
Sorry.
Is if I were ever a teacher and there were a class clown. I would stop every 30 seconds and I'd be like, I'm sorry, kids, but the ish this dude's doing is funny. And he'd just be encouraged and you'd do
why
it over
you are
and over.
Not a teacher.
Yeah, I can't be.
You gotta put foil over the window or something.
I do, like Elvis. So he could sleep till 6 p.m. every day. Hold on, I'm gonna shift so I can't. There we go. Now I can't view the window. That's how big a child I am. If I see it, I'm gonna look. Shall we get to Egypt? Now that we've discussed homo sinuality and.
Duty.
And the kids that I can hear through the door because we don't have any kind of studio soundproofing in here.
I was going to say, I mean, they're being like picked up on mic. That's pretty sad.
It's literally the thickness of the door in my bedroom that allows every sound ever through it while I'm trying to get my J to the Izzo on.
The thickness.
The thickness. All right, I'm going to tell you why Egypt collapsing screwed us. Will, Kate, how much do you know about this whole Egypt situation?
Some guy resigned last night or something.
Well put, fellow American.
I can look at Egypt on a map, so I am well ahead of most Americans.
I chalked it up to Arabs being crazy, so I kind of just ignored it.
No, actually, I'm familiar with this situation.
Like, they like to stone each other for fun.
Okay.
Have at it, boys.
I will give you a very, very, very cursory rundown.
All right.
The president.
Could you also include a definition of cursory while you're at it? I can kind of extrapolate the meaning.
What's that one mean? Okay. You got President Mubarak. I'm not saying that right. There's a missing letter.
You make
there.
It sound like he has like a bone in his hair.
President Mufufu.
Talks in click.
Mubarak.
I think the emphasis is on a different syllable, so it's Mubarak.
Mubarak?
I think so. This is what I've heard on the news.
We're
going to
go with Prez Moobs.
Yeah,
Moobs.
But people
just
like
call him Moobs.
President Moobs. President Moobs has been in power since 1981, since the peaceful, loving people of Egypt blew the brains of their previous president all over the place.
It's a democracy.
Yay! Yay, freedom. And recently, I mean, like it has in the rest of the world, the economy has gone down the esser. But over there especially, there's a lot of really educated young people who don't have jobs. And without jobs, you're not getting any P-words. So, of course, there's going to be a revolt. He's also seen as like a puppet of Israel, puppet of the West, because he doesn't want to blow Israel off the map. And, you know, he's friendly with us. I don't know how much we really supply him with, like,
I just
commandos
saw, like,
to kill everyone who comes at him.
No, we give these,
we
like,
probably do.
$2 billion a year.
In military aid.
$2 billion.
To keep his regime going. Yeah. We do that with a lot of countries.
The hell is
where,
that, our colony or something?
Dude, the U.S. throws a lot of cake in a lot of places to make sure the people we like stick around.
How about we revolt? Think about you paying your taxes on everything, on your car, on your property, on sales. income, and then think about how it's effing squandered on these animals.
Oh, we're screwed. I mean, what do you want to hear? Taxes are BS, dude. I'm not cool with it, not going to stuff that immediately helps me. Make a road, make a toilet that doesn't let feces stick to it, like a waffle iron.
Teflon toilets.
Thank
That's
you.
That's what we need to be developing. Screw this energy stuff and, you know, clean energies. God, we need Teflon toilets.
When you make the,
contact Rachel
when you Ray. Make the patch of me that goes on the quilt, just imagine this. Me behind the mic. See me as I am now.
I see you as a clown.
Thank you.
With a little red nose.
Thank you. That's all I want. I don't want to be seen as the living dead skeleton I will be in a matter of years. Unless I drink AZT smoothies 6 times a day.
But if you get pale enough, we won't have to put white face on you. We can just paint the red nose on.
Okay. All right. Long story short, over in Egypt, an organization called the Muslim Brotherhood.
That sounds peaceful.
Sounds promising. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like they're cool with Israel's right to exist. You know, the West, we got some good ideas over here. Live and let live, c'est la vie. These are the rhetoric. That's the rhetoric coming out of their mouth, right, Will?
Oh, sounds like their equivalent of the Aryan Brotherhood.
Yeah, well, it ain't too good for us. So they kind of are helping out with the unrest that's been building for a long time. And kicking in the middle of January, I want to say, maybe January 20th, somewhere in there. There's a lot of revolt and a lot of, we're sick of the guy in power. He's corrupt. You know, who isn't in politics, by the way? I'm sorry. What kind of baby are you? He's corrupt. He's in bed with Israel. He's in bed at the West. So there's a lot of quote-unquote peaceful protest saying he's got to go.
How many people died during these peaceful protests?
Not a ton. Under 100.
Because it wasn't until the counter-protest started, which I suspect may have been government-funded, but we have no proof. It wasn't until the counter-protest that there was actually violence. The original protests were extremely peaceful.
I guess. What I'm saying...
There was a kitten protesting. Come on.
Yeah. It was a hipster protest. They're all in their skinny jeans and black glasses. They're like, this is an ironic protest. We're not really protesting.
I'm just protesting because protesting is so 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. But as of a couple days ago, you know, and maybe I want to say earlier in the week, he was like, I'm stepping down, but my vice president's stepping in. And they're like, get the hell out of here, dude. You're not fooling us. So finally, Thursday, I want to say, he's like, peace out. I'm going. Military's taking over.
It was actually yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday? Yeah. Okay. He's like, peace out, military. The military's a big thing over there. Very prestigious.
So who's in charge then? The generals?
I don't know.
Prestidigitation.
I'm sure he looks exactly
lot of magic with
like
their hands.
Someone that Arnold Schwarzenegger killed in one of his movies.
Iron Sheik.
Exactly. Or the reasonable facsimile thereof that starred in The Wrestler. And people over here, I don't think, really get what's going on. And they're like, oh, it's cool. Screw it. That guy was bad. I'm with protesters.
We're losing our grip.
Yeah. You know what, dude? Even John McCain, who's supposed to be conservative as hell, for once, I thought I'd be on Team Voldemort here. And I'm like, this is a bad thing. We got to make sure this doesn't happen. Even John McCain is like, Moobs, you got to go. Get out of here before crap gets even more violent over there.
Well, we can't be seen as being hypocritical.
But we are. We
are
the
great Satan. Yeah, but we can't be seen that way. Duh. It's all about appearances, John.
We are the blonde and blue cheerleader. We're supposed to call the black girl with the stutter fat and ugly and loveless.
No, we have to say, oh, she's interesting and different and talented in her own way, but I don't want her on the team.
No. Have you ever watched Mean Girls? We're the mean girl.
We can't act that way, though. We have to be more subtle about it.
We are.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's what we are, and that's how everyone treats us.
But we front like we're nice.
Do you know what Mean Girls would have been if she was actually nice, but everyone treated her poorly, and that's, you know, they thought she was this object of fear, and so that's why she acted that way? It ruined the goddamn movie. No.
isn't a movie. This is international politics.
It's all the same. It's all the same. It's all theater, just on a bigger stage. It's all the same.
Well, we got to get more special effects in then.
Look, I'm just telling you, because this dude went under, we're screwed. You want to hear about another time over in that area where there weren't jobs happening for young people? And there was a dude in power, and he really didn't have a beef with us. And
is
he didn't really
hate
Israel.
Is this the Fable episode?
Exactly. Let me tell you about... Long story short, his name was the Shah. He got kicked out. They started taking hostages. They grabbed us by the balls on fuel. It screwed this country.
Sharif don't like it.
Mm-mm. We gotta rock the Casbah. Rock the Casbah. I'm just sick of people not knowing a damn lick of history and not knowing where this is gonna go.
We don't know where this is gonna go, though.
Yeah, we do. So
they don't have any oil over there, do they?
They got the Suez. I think that's where our oil flows through.
Yeah,
so if we can't float through that anymore, suddenly oil going to get a whole lot steeper.
It's the only reason we're interested in Panama as well.
Oh, is that the Suez? Or oh, that's
no,
the Panama,
Panama Canal.
Canal.
Strangely
well, I don't
enough.
Know my canals.
The one in Panama being named
Panama,
Panama
Canal.
Panama! Sorry. Little Van Halen for you.
God. Oh, man. I like that you were mocking me for being unable to sing before the show. All right, Diamond.
I am no David Lee Roth.
Diamond DLR.
Don't you sing,
take
though?
Your seat.
I do, yeah.
All right.
We're screwed, man.
I can also mock sing.
That entire area is flipping against us. And look, I feel for them. It ain't right the way we treated them. It isn't right what Israel does to them. But we've picked a dog in this race.
Let's just give Israel back.
Just let it fall.
Just send them all to Miami or something. That's all. Call it a day.
All
give
I'm
Miami
saying,
to the Jews.
And I'm not even saying like the indignation isn't correct.
Pick
it
Miami
is.
Or New York and then
but
get the hell
we
out.
We fork it all over there. They ain't getting any happier and they're still going to come at us.
That's
and,
true.
And we're dead. It was nice doing a show with you guys. I realize it wasn't the most professional outfit we
ran all the
time.
I wish I could agree. I wish I could agree.
Why? Why? Can't, like, we're on the verge of death. I've lost
because
30 pounds
I can't
since
lie,
the show started
Papa
from
Bear.
The AIDS. We got missiles. They're building over there. It's like Sim City, but with missile silos in Egypt now.
I don't want to be
and it only happened yesterday. We're all dead. Can't we be nice?
No.
Really?
This is the time to be mean. This is the time to let it all out.
Will's thoughtfully Heard chewing on his fingernails, but he looked really sweet as he was doing it. So I'm going to pretend he was in a mood to be nice.
Oh, I'm just waiting for you to get back to feces.
Oh, okay.
Or some other comparable subject I can pipe in on.
We can get
Poop,
to Valentine's
a topic he
Day.
Knows about.
Yeah.
We can get to Valentine's Day, the make-believe BS holiday coming up this Monday. Why don't you care? I want to talk Valentine's Day. I don't have a Valentine.
BS holiday. Like, why would I pay attention to it?
You still got to do something for it.
No.
That's the awful thing, the obligation.
Yeah.
No.
Really? You've given pants. How long have you been in a committed relationship with pants?
About 2 years. So for two Valentine's Days, actually gone out. Pants Barat.
Yes.
What?
Deposed President Pants Barat.
So we've been together for about 2 years. I think we've had two Valentine's Day together. And the first Valentine's Day, we went out to dinner. But he asked if I wanted to do something. And
okay.
And we would, like, go out to dinner. And it was just kind of the excuse for us to go out to dinner and have a nice dinner.
But he was covering his bases.
Yeah. And so the second year, he asked if we wanted to go to dinner again. But this is something that could happen at any time. Like, he could ask me in June, do you want to go out for a nice dinner? I'd be like, yeah, that would be nice.
Do you get dressed up, though?
No, we just go...
He dressed
gorge
up like a
ourselves
character.
On meat. We just go gorge ourselves
it was,
on
it was
meat.
A tuxedo top with no pants.
We go to Texas Day Brazil and stuff ourselves full of carne.
Is that one of the Mongolian barbecues?
No, it's Brazilian barbecue.
Yeah, it's Brazilian. And they just come with like sticks
stick,
of meat.
Yeah.
And they're like, would you like meat? And I'm like, right here,
baby.
I would
like that if the meat were such ish.
I was going to say,
it's like not the same thing they put in Chinese food.
No, not all of it is. You got to wait for the guy to come around because they have such a variety. You got to wait for the good one to come around. Don't waste it on that crap. You know, they'll come over with some overcooked crap. And no.
I usually hate everything.
Do you imitate their accent like our mom? No.
Oh, you bring me good meat.
Oh, my God. God damn.
What is this, my friend?
That should be a radio show unto itself. Maria orders Chinese food.
She's not the only one. I was talking to my friend. His mom does the same thing, too.
Why do you do that? What is that for? God. You think you're going to understand them more?
I don't know. It gives them more.
Two egg roll, please.
If you really think that Bruce Lee is not going to turn Japanese into your fried rice after you pull that on him. Oh, my God. It's like, no. Spare eggy roll. One fried rice. No, it's like fry rye. One fry rye. And I'm like, that's not you. Stop it.
That is so horrible. That is just bad.
But it's not intentional.
Do
I don't know.
So she does
I just have a sensitive ear. I'm just a mimic.
Yeah, it's because she's so sensitive. Because
someone says, they say, you like fry rye? And she goes, yeah, one fry rye.
No, she's like,
no fry rye. Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
No, usually whenever they butcher a word, that word is repeated back immediately.
I don't know. It's just like the imitation of the like inflection in their voice.
Yeah.
It's their accent.
It's a little bit sing-song.
Wow. That's cool.
It's such a crock.
We need to get
I just had Chinese last night.
How about if you have such a sensitive ear, if you hear from my bedroom, you keep your voice down. How about that, sensitive ear?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Okay. So, Pants, your first Valentine's Day together.
Yeah. So
it wasn't even
he's
expressed.
He's not sure if I, you know, need to do something or whatever.
Well,
so
how long
cool
have you been dating at that point?
6, 7, 8 months. About.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I've hit that ever.
But, you know, and I understand because I understand why guys are so cautious about this. I really get it.
Cover your ass. See what
So he has, and I'm like, well, it'd just be nice to go out to dinner, but, you know, I can pay, we can split it, whatever you want to do. It's nice just to go out and have a nice dinner. And so the next year we wanted to do it again, but he wanted to go to the steakhouse again, and it's kind of our excuse. So, okay, we do this again. This year he's like, I don't really feel like going to the whatever.
But did he introduce it as like, hey, it's Valentine's Day, would you like to? Or he was smooth about it, and it was like, hey, m'lady.
I don't remember
Oops,
the first
flowers
time.
Fell out of my hands.
No. So did he do anything else?
I don't remember. No. I think I've gotten flowers from him twice,
Let's get
maybe
Mexican.
Three times.
Then you can follow the trail of rose petals to the bathroom.
No, he doesn't do any of that. He even when I hint, he doesn't send me flowers.
So when was it hinted? Was it hinted on
Valentine's
Day? It
took a long time.
Or?
No, like I just keep mentioning, you know, girls like flowers. Some people like, because I actually do really like flowers.
He's like, you're not a girl.
That's basically it. Yeah, but you're my girlfriend. You're not a girl anymore. Yeah.
You're mommy number two.
So, I mean, it took like years of me, like over a year of me being, you know, I like flowers. It would be like, really cool if someone got me flowers.
Bereavement
like,
flowers.
That obvious.
At least he didn't reply with, well, plant some bitch.
He goes and he gets me like potted plants. Like, he doesn't send me flowers.
He doesn't want
potted plants.
He doesn't want that chlorophyll on his hands.
Oh, man.
He's not a killer. A potted plant. A potted plant.
And
why don't you just give her seeds and a little watering cup?
Because we don't have space to plant
nice
flowers. We don't have a yard.
Side.
So no, but it's fine. It's the thought, and you know, I kill them anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I can't take care of a plant to save my life. So
you can't put water in something?
No, apparently I can't.
Because I had like some stuff from IKEA, and the one's yellow and dying.
Yeah, eventually they run out of nutrients in the soil. In the pot, and if they just start to grow bigger, you have to repot them.
You take a stick of fertilizer, you just stab it in there.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Like the suppository that gave me the poop baby.
I can't do that. And the sad part is, I used to have like a rose garden. Like, I used to spend a lot of time gardening when I lived in Florida. I'm actually very good gardener.
You really were an old Jewish woman at one
point. I was. Okay. Yes, in Florida. And I had the roses that were 12 bushes. They were gorgeous, gorgeous.
They're coming in nice this season.
Tell us about your grandson. Okay.
Oh, he's fine. Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, I know about plants.
That show's on at 5. Keep listening.
I know about plants. I just can't keep potted ones alive. I just can't do it. So
I really don't think it's that hard, but I mean, whatever. If I'm outnumbered here 2-1.
You try keeping a potted Gerbera daisy alive.
I can't pick a toilet.
Why would you want to take care of anything?
Well, I'm with you there.
Including yourself.
It's clear he doesn't, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
so
no protest here. Keep going.
No. So he does stuff, but he's not like big on the Valentine's Day, and I'm not either. So I don't insist that he.
I would do an Akbar. It's a trap. If some chick were like,
he was.
I don't really care about Valentine's.
Yeah, he was cautious, and most of the guys I've dated, like the first year when it's Valentine's, and I'm like, no, really, don't worry about it. I mean, it's nice if you want to do something for me, but don't do it because it's Valentine's Day. Just do it whenever you want.
Do it
that's
just
such a
because.
Trap. Oh, that's such a trap.
Do it the day before.
Oh, you dirty bee. Dirty bee.
I know, it does sound like a trap, but I mean it.
If you want to do something that signifies you care about me in any way whatsoever as a lover, just a human being, go ahead.
You know,
but if you don't, that's cool, too.
No, I tell guys, if you're going to give me flowers, give me flowers, but don't give me flowers on Valentine's Day.
If I'm just the mother
you
neglect and stick your penis in occasionally, we can move forward.
Yeah, but don't you feel bad when you're like the only chick at the office without flowers?
I don't see her as talking to anyone in her office.
No,
I haven't had a job in a number of years,
I don't need flowers to validate that I'm awesome.
Yeah, but it's a workplace like high school where it's like you're the ugly
fat girl. I don't deal with those people. I've worked in workplaces like that, and I'm just like, you guys are so stupid. I've seen how you treat your husband. Just because he sent you flowers doesn't mean that's a good relationship. So.
Yeah.
Were they cheaters?
No.
Did they cuck the husband?
God damn you, beat me to it. Oh, you photo finished me. Took the cuck out of my mouth.
Sorry.
That was one of the greatest scenes of The Shield, an awful show that had about 3 highlights, and one of them was a guy dressed as a phone repairman at a window just pounding one out against the side of a house, and Chiklis busts him, and he rolls him to the front of the house and bangs on the door, and this woman answers with her robe drawn tight, and they're like, "We caught this guy winging one out at your window." And then this Michael Clark Duncan mother effing just like a Chippendales outfit rolls up, and the woman explains, like, yeah, he was watching me with my special friend. And it was so gross, and it was this husband doing the cuck thing.
Oh,
it turned my stomach. Best thing ever. I laughed uncontrollably.
Who are the people who, like, forced them to the door?
The cops.
Oh.
Yeah, you never saw it. Chiklis is a cop, a very corrupt cop. But I guess he wanted to do his good turn of the day. He's like, look at this guy just beating one off against the stucco. Not on my beat, pal.
Oh, man.
And sure enough, it's just Ricky Bobby's head mechanic laying stones to this 50-year-old white lady. Continue.
And see.
Yeah.
So anyway, Valentine's Day doesn't matter that much to me because it is just, it's a manufactured holiday. And if it guilts someone into giving me stuff, like, what's the point of that?
Okay.
Yeah, man. Don't do it.
Although one Valentine's Day, I did have 2 boyfriends and I got so much chocolate and flowers. It was awesome.
Were you intercoursing both, as the kids say?
I was out of town.
What?
I had moved away from...
You moved from one.
I lived.
And you let him believe
in college
that his car was the only one going in the garage.
And neither one of them lived in the town I was going to college in.
But I'm the awful human being in the studio today.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. You two timed. How old were you?
I was pretty young.
How old?
Teenage.
Okay. Fine. Whatever.
I mean, to be honest, and it's not that it's any less shameful. I didn't know how to break up with the guy that I didn't want to have a long-distance relationship with.
Hey, I'm effing someone new. Peace.
Well, now I can do it. But back then, I was just like, I don't know how to do this.
Here's
I've
a
never
record
done this
of
before.
Where,
yeah, people have feelings at that age.
What?
It goes away.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They do die in time.
Yeah.
Like your hopes and dreams.
But then I did break up with him, and he became an alcoholic, and then I felt really bad.
It's because you're probably like, peace, there's another P in my V. Here's a record of When Doves Cry.
I waited until I got back. I did it in person. And yeah, and then he was an alcoholic. And then I felt really awful.
Wow.
And now
yeah,
what?
This is what I do to men.
Great. Where is he now?
I have no idea.
The grave.
Maybe.
It's true.
Drunk in a gutter.
You've driven me to eat poorly and consume tons of junk food for the last 25 years.
I know, and I didn't even know
you
for half that time.
God, your powers are extensive. Will, how about you? Any girls? What are you doing?
I guess Allison comes back tomorrow, so.
So it is on?
Dinner. I mean, she's kind of like Kate. She said, like, you don't have to do anything.
But you're with Allison.
I guess. I don't know.
I picture your relationship as the hockey scene in Wayne's World, where it's just game on, and then you move the goal out of the way, and then it comes back, and then it's gone. So the goal's in right now?
It is what it is.
Is it Garth Algar?
I don't really care anymore, so.
Okay, so you're with a chick who accepts your Mubarak.
What?
That was a euphemism for penis.
No, yes. That's no good.
No, I tried.
That's no good.
Icarus flew too close to the sun. Okay, so you're with this chick, and it's like have you had the official talk ever with Allison? Or is it just like you're going to live together and sin, and one day you'll own some cats, and that'll make it official, but...
No, I mean, we have. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't care.
It doesn't bug you on any level?
What?
No, because he's not the girly girl in the relationship like some
like
other people in the room.
I'm not being a girly girl. I like answers. I like
Are we together? Am I your boyfriend?
Shut your face. I said it in the opposite order.
I don't get attached to people anymore, so.
I don't either. I'm just saying, like, don't you at least want to know she's not cleaning the plate and going and blowing some other guy? Hooking up with the alcoholic ex of Atomic over here.
It'd
be hard. I think he's still in Florida. That's quite a trip.
Yeah, she loves the D.
Take her word for it, but...
Okay, so she has asserted I'm not... You're it.
Yeah, but...
You're the only car in the garage.
I wouldn't believe anything a woman says to me with a gun to my head.
Okay, we're on the same page then.
Yeah, so that means nothing to me. You can say it all you want.
I can say whatever I want to you now, and you're just not going to believe me.
I wouldn't have in the first place.
So. Okay.
Well, that's yeah.
Well, with your semi-undefined make-believe girlfriend, whatever's going on here.
No different than anyone else's relationship.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just more honest.
Well, are you doing anything? What?
I mean, hopefully we go out to dinner, once I finish with work.
I'd like to think even if she's not branded a girlfriend, you gotta do something. I mean, you've been...
Yeah, no, I mean...
Sex entails things.
We'll, go out to dinner as long as she's not... Like, she has a habit of, like, say she's staying over with me, and I have to go out to work, she'll be... And she doesn't sleep a lot, like me, probably less. So she could sleep at any time, like... You know, neither of us have set schedules.
Crystal meth addicts in love. Continue.
So, like, while I'm at work, you know, for, like, a few hours, like, you know, I went from a few, like, up to, like, 8, 10, whatever, she'll be by herself at my apartment, like, screwing around on Facebook or, like, editing photos she took. And then when I get home and we can do something, then she'll be passed the F out. And it's just like, why don't you sleep while I'm at work? And
wait,
then that
wait a minute, Mr. Pot. Are we getting on someone else for trying, like, needing to fix their sleep schedule so they can live a more normal life?
I'm just saying, if you're going to sleep and you're tired, why don't you sleep while I'm at work?
And Dracula
because maybe her world doesn't need to revolve around your schedule.
Maybe.
No,
why
not be?
Then you should have put a ring on it. Go on.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, anyway...
at least you're not coming home to Mr. Clean.
What?
The black Mr. Clean. Oh. Cucking the hell out of you.
Oh, God. If I ever have a... Jesus Christ.
I'd visit you in prison
for
a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, neither one of them's getting out alive. But, no, I mean, so
I'd sneak you stuff in my butthole. Don't worry.
Like one of those files and the cakes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd sneak you black market cell phones because they can make a lot of money in prison.
Yeah.
This is a whole world.
And no matter,
this is my investment plan.
I'd buy a lot of soft packs so I wouldn't get too torn up back there. But you'd have cigarettes for life. Don't worry.
So yeah, I mean, if she's awake, you know, hopefully dinner at a fancy restaurant. A la Freddy
Fancy
Got Fingered.
Restaurant. Oh God, I wish I had that.
Maybe
ready
if
to
I'm
go.
Awake later today before things close,
an
I'll
actual
get her some
fancy
flowers.
Restaurant because you can't Cheesecake Factory it. No, on like, Valentine's Day. You have to go to places you'd never eat otherwise.
Because there'd be times, you know, like a lot of times by the time I get home or whatever, everything's closed except for like Silver Diner.
Yeah.
Or Amphora's, you know. So we've eaten at places like that a lot. Or just
I like Amphora's.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
right. You're a cool chick, though. And she is, too, but he's trying to gussy it up.
It's not like...
He's not pantsing his way through life.
I wouldn't want to take a girl to, like... Amphora's on Valentine's Day or my birthday or her birthday.
You would if you didn't want to get laid. Continue.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I was thinking, you know, I live in Reston, which for people out there who have no idea where that is, it's affluent-ish suburb of D.C. I think it's famous.
Did you find something fancy enough to serve, like, Pegasus meat?
Well, you have, like, the Reston Town Center. I mean,
yeah, there's tons of things there.
All, like, the Redskins. They
got a Paolo's
there
now.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe I'll go there and get in a fight with Albert Hainsworth or something.
He was just officially charged with assault, sir.
He has to live in Reston because, like, I've heard of him being there before.
They all live out in Aspern.
And then they, like, come to Reston Town Center to eat
because
there's nice restaurants. Yeah, so, like, I figured go someplace like McCormick and Schmick's or whatever the hell. Angela Maxey's, which probably doesn't exist anymore. Clyde's.
Isn't she the one from Murder, She Wrote?
I go to Clyde's.
Who?
Angela Lansbury.
Oh, okay. Someone was tracking with me.
But, yeah,
I got bed knobs and broomsticks stuck in my head.
Maybe dress up
better
her fancy.
Going somewhere else.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And some flowers. And I guess we got to get some S from Mom, too.
That we do.
That's the worst part. Having to treat our mother like a woman.
Oh, it's
awful.
Horrible. It's
terrible.
It's horrible, man. You have
what
that's
do you
like
do
the
for
worst part.
What do you do for your mom? Done.
Well, it's
what
called a 2 a.m. trip to CVS.
No, I try to do more than that. But
just like flowers and chocolate?
But see, like for her birthday, I don't mind putting more preparation to it. It's like you said with Valentine's Day, it's like I'm obligated because Hallmark said February 14th, the day. Like that pisses me off. What if this February 14th isn't convenient for me?
Yeah.
What if I'm busy?
To answer Kate's question, she gets typically chocolates that I eat,
flowers, cards.
But you
both
can't...
of us buying one of us buying cards for the both of us.
Right. But you can't eat the chocolates anymore.
Why?
Because you're diabetic.
Oh, the lie that I told her?
She's trying to give you a segue.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. We can segue into
that. I didn't know that was a lie until you emailed me.
Oh.
Just lying to everybody. Kind of inadvertently, but there
you
go.
Well, because they didn't tell me. Like, I hear this from our mom. Like, he and I don't talk. We're men.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
we're talking about what's on the TV.
I forget sometimes after I see you in here.
The extent of our talk is, hey, did you watch The Office yet? Did you see Archer? Yes. You know, it's a little flow chart that goes about three deep. Yes, if so, watch together. If not, Will sits on the family laptop looking at The Dirty some more. And I go to my room and
I haven't seen like a lot of the meditations. Begins and ends with the same letter.
Exactly.
Some of the vowels in between are the same.
Yes. And my breathing does change during the act.
No, I was going to say, I guess I've been busy lately because I think a good indicator is whether or not you've been to any of those like bull-ass time-wasting blogs, and I have not in like weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Not TMZ, not any of that crap. Not to watch like any of that or follow the Lindsay Lohan, whatever the hell is going on there.
It's pretty good on the Lohan front.
I love how...
But you already knew that because you read in papasbasement.com every day.
Was her dress really inappropriate?
Oh, she dressed... There's nothing appropriate about it.
Not for court.
I didn't really get to
having
see it, so...
tease that won't quit.
I don't know about that,
there's nothing more appropriate than that.
I mean, it was very Sharon Stone-esque.
Oh, God. Oh.
So was the issue that it was, like, a mini?
It was a very tight white dress.
Yeah, like, it's just... I mean, it wasn't, like, super slutty, but it's just not something you'd wear to court.
Because it has, like, long sleeves and it's tight on top. But I still feel like just because it was tight on top because it, you know, was
she
up to here, like, it was okay.
Hell of an hourglass.
But if it's, like, barely covering your mound...
Yeah, well, that's what I was like wondering. It's like, so if the top was okay and it were longer, or she had pants on or something like that, that would have been it. Would have been.
I mean, if she had, if she was wearing pants, I don't think it'd be an
Paula
issue.
Paula Poundstone, get the hell out of here.
What?
She's a hot piece of ass. She's not going to show up in pants in a vest.
Yeah, but it's court.
I don't care.
I'm talking about like the appropriateness for court, not.
Oh
the,
my god!
Generally, what she was.
Wearing. I wish she showed up in something like so I could see her navel. That's how short the dress would be. It'd be like, oops, did I drop a pen? Wham. Full on lemon slice action to the judge's face.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even entirely sure what it means.
I didn't really
funny.
Think that'd come out of my mouth, but it's nice having the show all lasted, folks. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she looked good in those, like, Marilyn Monroe nudes, but how long ago was that?
2 years, 2 years, something like that.
Like, how much yayo has she done between then and now?
Enough to stay trim
enough
and hot.
To decorate Tony Montana's desk properly.
Yeah, exactly. She's pulled the, I just shot Gina. Why the hell you do that to Manolo? Snorting your entire desk move.
We're just like out of a chalice, like King Willie and Predator 2.
I think
like
there's
a
one
pimp cup full of cocaine.
Right before the skull takes a sawn off to his spinal column, I want to say he pretty much just mashes his face into a pile of it. God damn.
But I mean, like, what is she? She's only like 25 or something?
If.
She's made 24, and, like, her mm-hmm. face looks like a catcher's mitt when you see her smile.
Dude, you can't do speed, not pay the piper. Simple yeah. as that. I mean, it just, it quickens everything. You think it doesn't quicken some internal clock or some crap?
Yeah, it's just like...
It just desiccates your skin.
Up.
It makes you dry as hell because you're peeing all the time. You're losing all your moisture. That's not... She's already a white Irish broad.
Yeah, she looks like one of, like... Dr. Seuss's characters with, like, the wrinkles in the forehead.
Exactly. She looks like a who.
Yeah, Cindy Lou.
Yeah. No, already the mixed age like a goddamn apple in the sun.
Ugh.
But you put it in some spandex and it all pulls together.
Well, she's still got kicking, like, real tees.
Yeah, no, I know,
great
but that,
hips.
That's not going to last. As soon as the age thing starts to kick in, like, natural age, like, she hits 30... Plus all the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a wreck,
man. Oh, like a whitey white broad? They don't age at all. They don't. Like, Asian chicks can age really well.
Yeah.
Darker chicks can age really well.
Yeah. But no, she's going to be.
Blonde,
it's going to be
thing.
Oranges and socks. And...
Julia Moore's pretty hot.
She is.
I doubt she's had, like,
so
much
happy
surgery.
We're on the same page there.
Yeah, she is pretty.
For her age, what's she, like, 50?
Something, man.
Yeah, she's
no. And I'm saying it's a crapshoot. I'm just saying if Johnny got to take odds.
Oh,
always
yeah,
bet
no,
on
no, but and with the drugs, like I mean, she could take care of herself and be fine or whatever. But with the drugs,
no,
so
I mean the
yeah,
damage is already
be,
done.
Yeah,
even if she got straight,
wrecked,
which
man.
I doubt
her body
will.
Is just gonna fall apart.
Oh well.
Oh, to be young again.
We're not going out on anything better than that. We got to give Squire a couple minutes too. What the hell?
I guess. Who the hell is calling?
Probably Allison.
Yeah. Oh, some 352? What area code is that?
I don't know, man. I got hoes and area codes, but not that many.
That is made up.
My retention is poor at best. Well, we made it. We did it. Somehow the AIDS didn't kill me before the end of the episode.
You're looking a little pale.
Peaked.
You're looking a little Lohan over there.
Oh, God. Kate, I want to thank you for coming in.
No problem.
And you will not be in next week.
No,
if
sir.
I say it on the show, I remember it, because this is the only reality and everything else is a dream.
I will not be in next week. I will be teaching my knitting class.
You old desiccated.
Where?
I had the roses.
All
they
right.
were really pretty.
Oh, my God.
You teaching an adult ed course?
Yeah. I teach knitting
Where
class
is it?
In D.C.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but
Knitting.
Are you getting paid at least?
Yes, sir.
Decent.
I get paid for how many students I have, and yes, it's reasonable.
Huh. Okay. Touche. You shut this man up. Will.
Yo.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You'll be in next week?
I guess.
Okay.
If he can roll out of bed.
Attaboy.
Oh, and not sleep for 15 consecutive hours.
And again,
hours.
You want to tweet these two winners, you got at Atomic Kate with a C, A-T-O-M-I-C-C-A-T-E, Billy Basil.
You want me to spell B-I-L-L-Y-B-A-S-I-L?
Thank you.
Let's try to get it to over 400.
Yeah.
And I will not tweet you in return, so.
It's that's a one-way street.
Unless you're an attractive woman.
All right, guys. It's been fun. Again, show website inpapasbasement.com. Find us on Stitcher if you got a smartphone. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Facebook.
What the hell is Stitcher?
Tweet me at Papa's what?
Did you say Stitcher?
Stitcher. It's like a new service that carries
Jesus
us.
It sounds like a messed up serial killer. Stitcher.
White people and their technology.
All right, guys. Till next week. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.